in Galatians chapter 4, even so we, when, which is a time element, we were children, were in bondage under the elements or rudiments of the world. But when, another time element, the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, or under law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So the whole treatise, the treatise on this, to answer your question, in Galatians chapter 4, on the characteristic difference between sons, children and sons, the idea of sonship there is placing as an adult son, whereby this is a positional thing, not just being born into a family. It's one thing, you know, someone said that there's a vast difference between being a father and a dad. Well, you can argue semantics. Someone can gender children and not be a real, genuine father. A father has love, care, discipline to raise that child accordingly. And there's a difference between being a child. Every child that's born into a family is an immature child, with all the foibles that our brother was alluding to. However, when sonship is entered into, it's responsibility. And it is a position no longer now of the immaturity of a child, but an adopted position of adult sonship, with all the responsibilities that that would take in.
And blessings.
And blessings as well.
Can I bring in one other part of this?
In Romans 8, very important, I think. There's nothing wrong with being a child of God. Praise God, I'm a child of God. And how did he accomplish that? By new birth. The work of God took place in order to make us have life, so that we have a life associated with God. So praise God, each one of us are children of God. And yet it says in Romans 8, for in verse, I'll read from verse 14, it's been alluded to, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Now, just a thought is, child has to do with relationship. Sonship has to do with nearness and dignity and responsibility. So there's nothing wrong with having a relationship. That's a very positive thing. But the sonship brings us closer, I believe. It brings us into an intimacy that we didn't have. And I think we presently have been given the spirit, as it were, of adoption. The fullness of this is yet future. The fullness of coming into this is still future. We long for that day when the redemption of our bodies take place and we can come into the fullness of sonship there in the glory with a glorified body to be with our Lord there in the Father's house. Isn't that what we long for, the Father's house? Isn't that what the son in the prodigal is brought from that place of distance, brought into a place of nearness, sandals on his feet, ring on his hand. He's able to be in the Father's house and enjoy the Father's presence in a way he could not when he was in the pig pen. And so he had to be brought into this nearness by the grace of the Father in order to enjoy it. And I think we're going to come into a fuller sense than that we have now of sonship.